This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice Morning Show. Happy Friday. It's 8:40 Friday morning. Oh, my God.
Glad you're having fun.
I am. This part of the show is brought to you by Lucky. I would like to say I'm all sugar shocked right now.
Yeah, we are. Today
is National Donut Day, among other things. You know, it's, every day is designated 50 different occasions. And Krispy Kreme did not disappoint. They came by. Thank you, Krispy Kreme. They came by with a bunch of boxes of donuts, which we dove on and decimated. Actually, somebody just opened up another box that's out there with all the like the variety packs.
Yeah, the sprinkles and the cream filled stuff.
Oh. Just give me the plain old glaze. That's all I want.
Number one donut.
Yeah, I should have known that. I could have been $5 richer.
Yeah.
Build up my money mattress a little bit.
Burn.
Yeah. Anyway, happy Friday. Isn't Krispy Kreme doing free glazed donuts?
They
you can just walk on in, you can get yourself a free glazed donut.
Right.
Dunkin' Donuts, you gotta buy a drink. Forget them. We're going Krispy Kreme all the way. Krispy Kreme, thank you so much.
That's how you do it.
Yep.
Feed the DJ.
Give it a wee. Yeah, it's so true. Oh, my God. If you ever want to get a DJ on your side, just bring in some food. I don't know why we're so hungry all the time. It's the weirdest thing. At Lucky in Lucky, California, head to their meat department today and find their fresh boneless, skinless chicken breasts that are just $1.88 a pound in the max pack. The meats are the very freshest possible, only at Lucky and Lucky, California.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Mercari. It's the selling app that makes it super fast and easy to sell almost anything. Mercari. Oh.
Learn more
at Mercari.com. It does sound great. Mm. I'm always trying to...
Yeah, you are a guy who
clear stuff out. Yeah, I don't want stuff piling up around me. If I'm not using it, let me get rid of it. Mercari, that sounds great.
Yep.
And besides, that's the way to recycle. Don't throw it away.
Yep.
Let someone else give you a couple bucks for something you're not using.
Sure. Then maybe they'll get a few years of use out of it.
Here's what's happening. The Warriors won, everyone.
Yay!
The Warriors won!
Warriors.
They partied in Oakland last night as the Warriors beat the Cavs 124-114, going up 1-0 in their 7-game series. Next game is on Sunday at 5:00 in Oakland. I'll be there for that.
All right.
I don't have to record that one.
No, you don't. And you won't be able to sleep anyways. You can sit and watch the whole thing.
Duh.
It's a Sunday night.
Here's some good news.
Okay.
There's a new trend on Instagram.
Uh-oh.
No, I mean, it's really good news. Do you have a Toblerone? Do you know what a Toblerone
is? I know what a Toblerone is. I saw something. What is this?
They're calling it a triangle tunnel. What are you so perplexed about?
I saw that people are trying to get some kind of Toblerone body. What is
No. What?
What is the...
A triangle body?
I don't know.
No, it's...
Tell me what it is. I'm trying to think what I saw about it. I think it was fading in and out.
It's the triangle right there. It's if you
between your butt cheeks and your upper thighs?
Your thighs. There's that little triangle there in the middle.
The diamond area.
The diamond area between...
So you need to be able to fit a Toblerone box through there.
The tunnel through
there. Does that mean that your thighs can't touch or they can
No,
touch?
Your thighs are supposed to just touch a little bit, which closes the tunnel
into
and
a
makes
triangle.
The triangle.
Oh, how nice.
I knew you see that everywhere, Bryn?
I sure do. I'm looking up the hashtag right now.
It's the photo craze taking over the interweb. I love this person. What in the actual bleep is wrong with the world when girls are posting pictures of their... on the interweb, inviting people to check out their Toblerone tunnels?
Yeah, that is...
It is interesting that you find yourself caught up in these crazes.
Yeah.
And then later, like, that's a good one.
That's a full on. She seems to be pulling her cheeks apart, though.
She's cheating a little bit.
No, there's no pressure on her skin there.
I don't know.
We don't know.
Pretty nice hiney, though. You know, bonus, we all get to look at chicks' asses. Right. If that's, you know, it's wrong.
Is it?
I don't know what's wrong anymore.
It's not wrong.
I've lost track of what's wrong.
Well, let me.
Whatever. Whatever you want
to
do, do it.
It's not wrong.
Okay. Says the dude.
Right.
Are dudes going for this, too? Could a dude get a Toblerone tunnel?
No. We have something hanging in the middle of the shot.
Would you have a Toblerone tunnel?
I don't.
Hold that sucker up. Like if you have a nice tight Speedo on, you know, nice and tight like we like our Speedos, would you get a Toblerone tunnel?
I can't say. I don't know. And I don't want to go to HR today either.
Oh my God. Me neither. Did I just cross the line? Let's get out of here. Oh my God. It's Friday. The last thing I need is a meeting.
Yeah. Back in 2015, 41-year-old Cindy White landed a sweet job in human resources at a food company about 30 miles north of New Orleans.
Oh,
congratulations.
She's an HR chick.
Cindy White. Score.
Yeah.
Turns out, though, she wasn't actually qualified for it. She found a woman on LinkedIn with a similar name, copied her entire resume, passed it off as her own, and negotiated a starting salary of $95,000.
Where is this again?
In New Orleans.
Oh.
Is it wrong?
Yeah.
What? Hold on.
No, it's wrong. She took someone else's. I mean, are you really asking?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wrong to take someone else's identity and get a job with it.
Well, she didn't take her identity per se. No, she just took her
accomplishments. Lied about all of her accomplishments.
Right.
Yeah, it's wrong.
She negotiated a starting salary of $95,000.
Good work. You know, that's you are an accomplished bad person.
They say here that, among other things, her fake resume said she went to Tulane and got her master's degree from Hebrew University in Jerusalem. Uman, did you visit Hebrew when you were there?
I did visit a university. I don't know if it was Hebrew. Let me see which one it was.
Well,
because
when did the ruse get spoiled?
Well, this is the thing. She was good at her job.
Oh.
She actually did well and got promoted 5 months later.
Oh.
They bumped her pay to $105,000 a year. And then they took a good look at her. And that's when they realized that she was a fraud.
But she was good. But so they go, oh, well, you're a fraud, but you're so good at your job. We don't like you so much.
Nope. She's been arrested for fraud. It turned out she'd also stolen the woman's Social Security number.
Oh.
And last month, she was sentenced. What did she get?
5 years.
10.
Oh, boy.
Is that too much?
No.
At least three other companies have now come forward to say she pulled a similar stunt on them.
Oh, but they checked a little better than this company did?
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. That's, you know what's so funny about that? It's like, if she would put that same kind of effort into just actually having accomplishments, like she was good at her job, like she got a promotion, she could have legitimately been the person she was claiming to be. Why do we put so much effort into things that are just ruinous? At some point, someone's going to figure out that you're a big fat liar.
Right, but that's, honestly, I know you're not really asking, but because she didn't do any of the stuff. She didn't have to do any of the stuff. She probably went to all the parties. She didn't miss one party. She went to Cabo. She went to all the places.
But was clearly smart enough to have done all the
stuff.
She
got to have the sex, have the fun, and she got the gig.
Yeah.
Now that's not working out for her in the end.
10 years in prison. That's going to throw a wrench in her plans.
Right.
Oh, boy.
But that's why.
That's just too bad.
Come on.
It's just misdirected energies.
I did go to Hebrew University.
All right.
Of course you did.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Is that where you got your master's?
No, it's just I learned a lot about the Holy Land there.
Oh.
Their poetry and stuff like that. You would have loved it, Vin.
Oh, my God, a poetry class at Hebrew University. Hey, what could be better than that?
I took lit classes, in junior college at MiraCosta College.
Do you remember what you learned?
What's your favorite poem? Please do tell us.
You know, I didn't do poems. We did a ton of short stories, though. Greasy Lake.
Look at that. Is that a good one?
It was a good one.
By who?
God damn By it, whom? Sarah. Why do you have
I
to?
I don't know. I just, you know, you're a lit guy. I figure if you know the story.
No.
It's by T.C. Boyle.
There you go.
Oh, Letici Boyle.
No, T.C. No, not Letici.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. Letici. I'm like, Letici. That's what he said. It's by Letici Boyle.
How is your spelling game?
It's terrible. It's been stronger.
Don't come to me.
I definitely used to think I knew how to spell everything.
You
and
just tapped out? Come on. The question is not how's your spelling game like against someone who could win a spelling bee, but against the average person.
Okay.
And let's be clear, the average person is not as bright as you might think.
I'll say I'm slightly above average in my spelling game.
Most people say that.
Yeah. Well, luckily I have spell check on my computer, so I'm actually a kick-ass speller. But...
Right. 43% of people say they're better than average at spelling. Yeah. Better than average.
Well, I definitely see enough misspellings everywhere that I, you know, I figure some people must not even notice that something's misspelled. I'm like, I can see that that's misspelled. Do I say anything and be a jerk about it, or do I just let it go?
Hooman is in the minority as only 11% of people
said I'm worse than
say they're bad at it. I'm tapping out. I'm not even going to play.
Yeah, I'm not going to play.
I would say that I'm better above average myself.
I would say you are too. I don't ever remember seeing a glaring misspelling from you. Your pronouncing
is perfect.
Uh-huh. Friday, everybody. Happy Friday.
And by the way, you don't need to be mean. Maybe I think I'm above average and you don't. It's fine.
Oh,
you don't need
don't,
to send
you don't need
in
to write in that we're a bunch of dummies.
All
we
of
know,
a sudden,
we get it.
Now from bad from a good speller, it's I'm fat, I'm dumb, I'm ugly. I scare small children.
Are people sending you that stuff?
I don't know, but I mean, you
know,
I'm gonna
go beat them up for you.
You know what happens as soon as someone tries to take you down a notch. You're like, Jesus Christ, what just happened?
When you're self-deprecating, people will say, oh, that's just your way of fishing for compliments. And then if you actually say, no, I'm okay at that, then they're like, oh, what are you bragging? Yeah. Humble brag.
With that face? Okay.
You're right. A face like this can't spell.
Take it easy. True. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that, Vin.
50% of the U.S. population lives within 500-mile radius of Columbus, Ohio.
Say that again?
50% of the U.S. population lives within a 500-mile radius of Columbus, Ohio.
Wow. That is actually super... that's a strange fact.
And you'd think so much more of it is over here on the West Coast.
Well, except that we're all, you know, it's really spread out in the
California
states
in between.
California
is a huge state. When you're in San Francisco, you think, how's this state going to make it? Mm.
And then you just go over the hill right there and you're like, holy crap, look at all the open space.
Wide open spaces. Mm. Yep. Especially in Northern California. Mm-hmm. If you try to drive to Oregon, you'd be like, whoa, California's worthless up here.
I've never even seen this.
What is all
kind
this?
Of open space in California? Huh, that's really interesting.
Dusty.
I'd be interested to see a map with the 500-mile radius drawn around it. That's actually...
There's a guy named Brett Bland who works at an Acura dealership in League City, Texas.
Brett Bland from League City.
Acura.
Acura.
Awesome.
So you drive, right?
Yeah, I do drive now. ILX.
Do you like it?
Fremont Acura.
There you go.
I do like it. I wish the gas mileage was a little better, but it's good.
Anyway, he had a ton of trouble over the past few years with his boss, this guy named Brett, a guy named Jeremy.
Oh.
He says Jeremy would, quote, reinforce dominance over his subordinates by doing things like taunting them, pinching their nipples, and passing gas in their offices, and then holding their door shut to hotbox the smell in.
Hashtag me too. That's what he could write.
I'm getting tortured by it. Like, what is wrong with you? Why are you doing that?
No, I'm saying
that?
He could join the hashtag Me Too movement. I've also been tortured
is
by
Yeah
boss.
Right getting hotboxed by you?
Shh.
Anyway.
Sorry, let's get out of here.
Jeremy wound up getting fired after he sent a text to a bunch of employees with a joke about Brett being a sex offender. Brett, the original employee. Jeremy, the boss.
Yeah, yeah.
That was his big joke.
Oh, hilarious. Our sex offender friend, Brett. So what did Brett do?
Brett says that his other bosses seem to resent him for getting Jeremy fired, and they let Jeremy hang around the dealership even though he got canned to harass people.
So is he suing?
Brett has filed a defamation suit against Jeremy and the dealership. He didn't specify how much money he's looking for.
Maybe, what's that lawyer's name that goes and grabs all the high-profile women?
Habas Associates? Case? Oh, no, sorry. Habas is the guy in the
Gloria Allred.
Gloria Allred needs it. She'd be like,
audience.
Look, he's a oh, really?
Yeah.
Thank you. He could totally hashtag me to that. Guy pinched his nipples. Called him a sex offender.
Hotbox's office.
Hotbox's party office. She should take that just so she's like, say it's not just women that I defend. It's all people who are downtrodden at work. That's how she sounds. It's weird.
Oh, is that the Columbus, Ohio?
Mile. Oh, well, there you go. Most of New York State's in there.
All right. Yeah, well, there are one thing that's
Chicago's
tricky
in it,
about the East Coast, and I know many of you have been, but I hadn't driven around the East Coast until I was a grown-up. You cross states quickly there.
Yeah, they're really small.
So you might find your... In fact, I found myself in New Jersey, lost one night.
Oh, my God, I know.
And I just was like...
It's like, just whatever you do, don't cross a bridge, is what we told him.
All I did was cross a bridge by accident.
And now I have no idea how to get home. Oh, no. I'm on the Jersey Shore. What's happening?
And it's 2 a.m.
Yeah, GTL, man.
I would do text, but I'm out of time.
Okay, we can do those after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.